strong gusts of up to 80 miles per hour are likely across the south coast, in particular of Kent, and they will cause large waves across coastal areas, potential structural damage and potential flying debris as well. So there's a risk to life near the water as well, so it's advisable to stay away from the coast if you can, or make sure you stay safe if you do need to be by the coast. Don't try and go out and take photographs of the large waves or anything like that. Further inland, gusts are more likely to be about 50 miles per hour, which is still quite strong for inland areas. So that will cause some disruption to travel on the roads, trains and perhaps air travel as well in those areas, as well as ferries too. So it's likely that there'll be some delays to travel throughout Tuesday afternoon and into Wednesday. So make sure you check the forecast, check your travel plans before leaving to see if you might need to make any changes.
Obviously, we do experience bad weather at this time of year, and we know that you name the storms during this particular season. But is there a particular weather system that we can blame for this storm arriving?
So this low pressure that has been named Storm Barra is currently rapidly deepening in the Atlantic, and that's because of the jet stream. So there's a big gradient between the cold air and the warm air in the Atlantic at the moment, and that thermal gradient is allowing the low to rapidly deepen over the next few hours before it arrives on the shores of the UK.
Now, it comes very swiftly after Storm Arwen, which, although it didn't really affect the southeast quite as much, I know that is a big problem for elsewhere in the country. But do storms tend to come quite quickly one after the other, or is it just pure coincidence that it's happened like this?
It does vary year on year, to be honest, how frequent we see storms, but we generally see them through the winter months, and our storm season begins in September. That's when we start with the new names. But this particular storm is coming in quite close succession after our first storm, but it's not uncommon for the time of year at all. We do often see a couple of storms in quick succession, but it does vary year on year, to be honest.